Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 58, staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 25. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high of 57 and partly cloudy and 37 throughout Tuesday night. A slight chance for some rain on Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 55. Then some rain and snow showers possible over Wednesday night with a low around 11. Northwest winds between 10 and 30 and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, legislative session of 2023 wrapped up last week with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters meeting with lawmakers regarding the radio broadcasting of high school games in the postseason across the state. As according to Allison Mazzei, the president of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, she says that the Kansas State High School Athletics Association currently has an agreement with a national company prohibiting radio broadcasters across the state to cover particular games.
They're there and they're local, and to deny them the right to cover the postseason events isn't fair. They also allow opportunities for students who are interested in broadcasts to cover athletics, and those students are also denied the opportunity to cover the postseason events. We just want free market, equal right to stream postseason athletics.
That audio from WIBW News. The KAB is supporting Senate Bill 13 that would enable radio broadcasters to stream postseason athletics across the state.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The Food and Drug Administration at the federal level has officially announced a recall alert for candy that was sold at Target stores across the nation during the Valentine's Day celebrations, including here in the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that according to the FDA report, the Silva Street Sweets Incorporated of Geneva, Illinois, is doing a voluntary recall of its 8-ounce bags of Favorite Day branded Valentine's Melt Chocolate Covered Caramels, as they say the product may contain an undeclared tree nut posing a serious life-threatening allergy risk for some individuals. They say the items were distributed to Target retail stores nationwide. In other news, two men from Kansas City have been convicted for the violent kidnapping and torture of a man in Kansas City whose girlfriend they believe stole their drug money. WIBW reports that according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas, 36-year-old David Carr and 46-year-old James Michael Potterbin have been convicted for the 2019 torture of the victim in Kansas City. According to police, during the torturing, they used the victim's phone to contact his girlfriend and demand money in exchange for his release.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, last week, Nebraska wrapped up the week with some heavy snowfall and winter weather advisories, with many accidents happening across the state as well, as troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol responded to more than 250 weather-related incidences during the strong winter storm on Thursday and Friday. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the troopers' reports, they performed 249 motorist assists and responded to 20 different crashes on Thursday alone, with the vast majority of them occurring in eastern Nebraska. According to Colonel John Bolduc, the superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, he said, quote, "This storm brought some higher than expected snowfall totals in areas that usually get heavy traffic. And while our troops did respond to a high number of motorist assists, the number of property damage or injury crashes were kept low, thanks to the many people making the decisions to stay off the roads. For ongoing up-to-date forecasts and weather and road conditions, you can go to the website at 511.nebraska.gov.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Shocker basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Wymore woman was killed Friday evening in a two-vehicle fatality accident in Jefferson County, north of Fairbury. The victim, Angelica Edwards Kimmo, was a passenger in a vehicle driven by Michael Collins, age 22, of Wymore, who collided with another vehicle driven by a 16-year-old Fairbury boy at the intersection of Highways 15 and 4 around 5:30 p.m. Friday. Angelica Edwards Kuma of Wymore was pronounced dead at the scene, and the teenage driver of the other vehicle was transported to the Fairbury Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed permit plans for the new health department building in Marysville. The county councilor has two attorneys interested in fulfilling the court-appointed attorney contract. Megan Voracek met with the board later in the meeting, and Luke Sunderland will meet with the board this week. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. A tax sale is planned April 14th, and spring cleanup days are designated May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Federal, state, and city offices will be closed Monday in observance of President's Day. County Commissioners will meet Tuesday. Nemahal County Commissioners will review details of the 2023 reorganization Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Annual meeting of Nemahal Marshall REA patrons is Tuesday with registration at 10:30, lunch at 11:30, meeting at 12:45 at the Axtell American Legion Building. Phase 2 of the U.S. Highway 36 project in Washington is planned to begin this week and will include removal and replacement of a center lane of U.S. 36. That center lane will be closed through the entire city limits of Washington, with the exception of the intersection at D Street. D Street will be the only street allowing traffic to cross U.S. 36 and enter the highway both directions. All other streets entering U.S. 36 will be a right turn only. During this phase, traffic is urged to be cautious. KNDY continues a series of salutes to the FFA and FBLA organizations, with a number of area students highlighting their participation in the Future Farmers of America and Future Business Leaders of America as part of the annual recognition month for each. Gavin Kibble won this year's Washington County Spelling Bee. Second place went to Cameron Odell and third place to Eden Close. Your news on your schedule. The KNDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each day. Find it under the podcast tab at KNDYradio.com and on our Facebook page. Registration deadline is Monday for the Rural Revitalization Conference, which is planned Wednesday, February 22nd in Randolph. The event begins with a program at 10 a.m., including speakers from USDA Rural Development, the Small Business Development Center, and the Governor's Office on Rural Prosperity. Focus will include information on beginning a business plan, financing, how to apply for grants and loans, and other special offerings by their organizations. Following lunch, small business owners will share their story about forays into the business world. $25 registration includes lunch, and is due Monday at the Riley County Extension Office, phone 785-537-6350. The third annual Rural Revitalization Conference Wednesday is to be held in Randolph. Elaine F. Durier, age 81, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Durier.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying extremely warm early on this week before a large cold front will start to move through on Wednesday, bringing cooler temperatures, rain showers, and a slight chance for some snow. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Even warmer on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and mid-60s. And partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Wednesday, otherwise partly cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 60s. Then a chance for some rain, then snow showers throughout Wednesday night, staying cloudy and much cooler with our lows in the single digits and mid-20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Much cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. In the single digits and lower teens throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February 47, record high on this date 78, the average low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:13, sunset this evening 6:09. 27 degrees at sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday. It's President's Day, the 20th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Jason Tatum lights up the All-Star Game. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The best of the NBA put their talents on display at last night's All-Star Game. Jason Tatum of the Celtics, the star of the night, taking home the game's MVP award after breaking an all-time record.
For the record, a three-pointer good, tying the record, Jason Tatum.
The call on ESPN Radio, Tatum went on to break the All-Star Game scoring record, surpassing Anthony Davis's 52-point performance in 2017. Team Giannis took the win over Team LeBron, 184-175. Top 25 college hoops, number 2 Houston hosting Memphis.
But it bounces to Roberts. Roberts drives upside of the lane, and he gets the left hand to fall off the glass.
The call on Learfield, Juwan Roberts finishing with 20 points and 12 boards, leading the Cougars past Memphis 72-64. 22nd-ranked NC State took down in-state rival North Carolina, 77-69, the final score. More college hoops. Number 3 Purdue looking to end a 2-game skid against unranked teams, taking on Ohio State.
Lawyer lobbing in to Edie, spinning and shooting and scoring over the much smaller Likely.
Rob Blackman, Learfield with the call. Zach Edie finished with 26 points, 11 boards, and 3 blocks. The Boilermakers dominated the Buckeyes, 82-55, the final. To the ice of the NHL, the Oilers visiting the Avalanche. Mikko Rantanen delivering the heroics in overtime.
Now Mikko Rantanen has it. Rantanen, top of the circle, cuts to the middle. Rantanen has room to shoot. Rantanen, he scores!
Altitude 92.5 on the call. The reigning Stanley Cup champions win in OT over the Oilers 6-5. The once proud Blackhawks hosted Toronto looking for payback from a tough loss in Toronto last week. Patrick Kane came out firing, logging a hat trick that powered the Hawks to a 5-3 home win over the Maple Leafs. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Four Marysville High boys wrestlers advanced to the state tournament. Carter Trimble is runner-up in the regional Saturday. Third place finished to Taven Wilson and Dakota Slupionic, and Keegan Waters placed fourth. They'll join girls wrestlers Ella Johnson, Jenica Hubbard, and Rose Latta in state competitions.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Here's a get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that we've had some interesting weather here of late. Temperatures have been up and down, and we even had snow recently. This is meteorologist Chip Redman with Kansas State University.
Yeah, a little introduction to spring. We're kind of transitioning to that part. We're on the back half of winter. Our average temperatures are warming every day, and our average precipitation is gradually increasing as well. And that was a great example of what happened this week, where we had warm temperatures to start out the week and over the weekend, and then we obviously cooled off midweek. And with that warm temperatures, we had a one storm system that brought moisture in the form of rain and thunderstorms even. The first real good thunderstorms in Kansas this year. And then the second system later in that week brought snow and some rain as well to the far southeast, but brought more widespread snow. So a taste of spring, but we were reminded that it is still February.
Did the snow make an impact?
Yeah, northwest Kansas definitely got the most snow. And then the band of heaviest snow was just north of the Nebraska border. And unfortunately, didn't put snow in the regions that need it the most or haven't seen the most, like Wichita to Kansas City and to Manhattan. That area corridor just keeps missing event after event. And, you know, looking at just even the Manhattan snowfall, we got a little bit, but that only bumps us up to about the third least snowiest winter if we were to end it right now. So some very low snow amounts despite the moisture. I mean, we've gotten a lot of moisture overall. We're well above normal. We can pretty much go almost to the end of March now without any precipitation and still be average for the year. So we're doing really well moisture-wise, especially in the eastern half of the state. Central, there's definitely a gradient there, kind of along that 81 corridor. But when you get further west and southwest, especially south of I-70 west to 81, that area is really missed most of moisture and still some big deficits.
And that's look at your ag news.
Local food systems, biodegradable soil chips, and nanotechnology in entomology are among what's happening in the state of Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Highlighting January's edition of Statewide is Ernie Minton, Dean of K-State's College of Agriculture. Last month's stories lead off with a grant to support local food systems in Kansas.
This is a nice grant to deliver programming, and it's all around the local food systems and making them really more effective. The work is designed to help build local partnerships with local producers, hosting local food summits and training for farms and businesses on marketing and sales options, and also to create a consumer education campaign. You know, we think of Kansas as a very important agricultural state, but that doesn't mean that all the citizens, wherever they may be located, have access to all of the healthy foods they need. And this grant really focuses in on that problem. This also includes the business of trying to tackle the problem of food waste. So it's really kind of comprehensive, very interesting program.
Minton highlights Raj Khosla's research developing biodegradable soil sensors.
Raj has been department head of agronomy. He also maintained a small but active research appointment and brought with him a good deal of experience in precision agriculture. And part of K-State's economic prosperity plan is a theme called digital agriculture and advanced analytics. And that's really what this story is about. It's going to be a real focus, yes, of the College of Agriculture, but this is a multidisciplinary field. The story actually is really very interesting about the application of biodegradable sensors that may be becoming part of precision agriculture, but also where the technology is moving and the innovation is coming with regard to precision agriculture.
Minton goes on to discuss the use of nanotechnology in entomology.
The concept of nanotechnology and nanoparticles and so on have been around actually for quite a while, and they've had applications in just a wide variety of sectors, delivery of medicines, consumer products, materials and manufacturing. But in this particular case, I think this team is going to provide some interesting research on how nanotechnology and nanoparticles can be used to deliver pesticides and other elements of crop pest management. And this is really part of that broader question of precision agriculture, delivering the right amount at the right time in the right place, at the right concentration, etc. So this nanotechnology is an opportunity to provide more effective pest control using less pesticide in the process.
That was Ernie Minton, K-State College of Agriculture Dean, giving an overview of some of the stories in January's edition of Statewide. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks from Vietra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday morning on President's Day. Well, our runs are a little bit short, and it's a little bit sloppy outside, but we're certainly not going to complain. And with the reflection of a little bit of messy out there, our cattle run, our hay run, is certainly a little bit short here today. But we want to talk about some other things and the fact that on March 23rd will be our next cow-calf bred cow sale. That is March 23rd at 11 o'clock. On the consignment list is 40 black first calf families out of Hilt Farms at UTAN, along with 40 of their 7, 8, 9-year-old families. They'll be all calved out, ready to go. And certainly, if you have consignments for the March 23rd Bread Cow Special, certainly give us a call. Well, the other thing that we do want to mention, our run is light this week, but next week there is 600 head of feeders on the list. So if you have additional feeders that you're going to try to get across the frost here this morning, certainly give us a call. And if you've got consignments for the March, the February 27th sale, certainly give us a call. Today, we're going to start at 11 o'clock. At high noon, we will get on the hay department. There is 25 second cut alfalfa along with 100 brome. There is 39 straw. In the round alfalfa, there's 12 second cut. They weigh 12.51. In the round prairie, there's 12. In the round grass, there is 8, and they weigh 19.07. Well, the good news last week is the cash cattle market is 160. The carcass is 257, so we're holding ground and treading water, and certainly.
Sale day is Monday at Vientra 77 Livestock Sales.
Is broken is a phrase tossed around this time of year. We'll look at the evidence today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 20th. President's Day is the 51st day of the year. Model Cindy Crawford celebrates a birthday, and John Glenn became the first American in orbit on this day in 1962. At some point in the latter half of February, you may hear the phrase, winter's back is broken. Daylight now lasts almost past supper time. Perhaps the ground feels softer or cold air lacks the bite it had only a few weeks ago. All good reasons for optimism, but tempered by a few notes from the Almanac Archives. The next few weeks are typified by periods of wild swings above and below seasonal temperatures. And we also note that some of history's most epic snowstorms have occurred between now and the spring equinox. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather predictions at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 27 degrees this hour with highs near 60 as mild weather continues early into the week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas basketball in action over the weekend, and it was a big weekend for the Kansas Jayhawks as they beat the number 9 Baylor Bears 87-71, high-scoring game on Saturday, putting the Jayhawks overall at 22-5 for the season. Jalen Wilson again came up as the top scorer for the game for the Jayhawks, hitting 21 points on the board with 13 rebounds and 1 assist for the game. KJ Adams Jr. also had a strong game with 17 points on the board, 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Grady Dick had 16 points, with DeJon Harris putting 14 up. As of right now, the Jayhawks still are atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 10-4 in conference play. The Texas Longhorns are right behind them at 21-6. It's a quick turnaround for the Jayhawks, with tip-off again tonight at 8 p.m. against the number 22 TCU Horned Frogs. The Kansas State Wildcats also had a strong weekend as they beat the number 19 Iowa State Cyclones. That game was a little bit closer, 61-55 on Saturday, as Marquise Noel put 20 points on the board for the game with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. They're now sitting 20-7.
Four Marysville High boys wrestlers advanced to the state tournament. Carter Trimble is runner-up in the regional Saturday. Third place finish to Taven Wilson and Dakota Slupionic, and Keegan Waters placed fourth. They'll join girls wrestlers Kella Johnson, Jenica Hubbard, and Rose Latta in state competitions. Friday night basketball scores in girls play. Chapman edged Marysville 36-34. Clay Center beat Abilene 50-23. Frankfort girls took Washington County 44-25. Axtell over Blue Valley 56-36. Hanover girls beat Troy 45-19. Valley Heights down Onega 51-30. Donovan West over Lynn 58-44. And Clifton Clyde took Centralia 57-47. In boys play, Marysville beat Chapman 60-33. Abilene came back to knock off Clay Center 52-48. Frankfort topped Washington County 58-52. Axtell over Blue Valley 81-55. Hanover boys beat Troy 61-43. Valley Heights downed Onega 62-44. Lynn over Donovan West 62-48. And Clifton Clyde beat Centralia 63-31. 1A Substate Basketball Pairings released Saturday. Undefeated Hanover girls top seed and second seed Kansas School for the Deaf, both with a first-round bye in the Axtell Substate. Third seed Lynn will host sixth seed Wetmore. Five seed Axtell will host fourth seed Pike Valley next Thursday at 7. Winners advance to semifinals a week later, March 2nd at Axtell. In the boys' division, top seed Axtell and second seed Hanover with first-round byes. Third seed Pike Valley will face 6 seed Wetmore and 5 seed Lynn. Is at 4 seed Kansas School for the Deaf in first round play next Friday. Winners advancing to semifinals the following Friday, March 3rd at Axtell. In the Washington County Substate, top seed is Osborne with a first round bye. Second seed Frankfort will host number 7 Blue Valley. Third seed Clifton Clyde is home to number 6 seed Washington County. And the 4-5 seeds, Lakeside Downs, take on Rock Hills in first-round play next Thursday. Winners advance to semifinals a week later at Washington County. Top seed Clifton Clyde boys, first-round bye. Second seed Osborne hosting 5 seed Rock Hills. Third seed Blue Valley home to 6th seed Washington County. And the 4-5 seeds, Lakeside Downs, facing Rock Hills in first-round play next Friday. Winners advancing to semifinals a week later at Washington County. Centralia girls are 4th seed and will host 5th seed Onega next Thursday. The Centralia boys are 3rd seed, hosting Merdezine Valley next Friday in first-round substate action. Winners advance to the Onega substate. FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Schroeder Body Shop.
United Bank and Trust, Sunflower Community Credit Union, and Radio KNDY.
Hi, my name is Rose Latta. I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I am the vice president of the Marysville FBLA. My favorite FBLA event is American Enterprise Day when we bake cookies. And FBLA means to me, it's just great post-secondary prep, and it like sets you up for the real world. Like, you know how to interview, and you work on your resume and cover letter, and it gets you used to working in a stressful environment.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Schmitz, and I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I am the historian of our FBLA chapter. My favorite event is social night because I get to interact with all the students in the club. In FBLA, I've learned to build communication skills, how to work in stressful environments, and I learned how to work efficiently.
Hi, my name is Rhett Wurtenberger. I'm a sophomore at Marysville High School. I'm the assistant officer for the Marysville FBLA chapter, and this is my second year in FBLA. My favorite event is American Enterprise Day, where we bake cookies for small businesses around town and deliver them to them. What FBLA means to me, it has taught me how to be very professional and to, even though you're doing serious things, take them lightly and have fun with your friends. FBLA is important because it teaches you how to be involved professionally in your community and in your school and just conduct yourself better in business settings. What I've learned how to be more organized, how to be more serious while still having fun. Being more involved in my community has taught me great work ethic. FBLA is a great organization, and I would recommend it to anyone.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Schroeder Body Shop, United Bank and Trust, Sunflower Community Credit Union, and Radio KNDY.
KNDY. Let's say we're sorry, for it's too late. Give forgiveness a chance. Turn the end.